Madagascar, 2017, E4, E5 skit day, Edina's story. This is a story of Edina in Madagascar. Edina lives in Antananarivo in Madagascar. It is the capital of Madagascar. Edina is 12 years old. She is the firstborn child. She has 9 little sisters and brothers. She doesn't go to school. She goes to the garbage mountain every day to find glass bottles and cans. She sells them in a shack nearby. One can is about 50 arari, equivalent to 2 Japanese yen. Not many people will buy them. The garbage mountain is full of danger. Many children here have no shoes to wear. One of the kids cuts his sole. There is no medicine. They washed the wound with dirty water. Even having clean water and a clean cloth is a difficult thing here. Edina goes out onto the street. She begs for money when she sees well-dressed people. Even though she is being sent away unkindly, she won't stop asking. If she doesn't get any money, she won't have anything to eat. After hours of begging, Edina managed to get 1,000 arari. That is about 40 Japanese yen. She came back smiling. On her way home, Edina bought a piece of bread with that money. She broke the bread into pieces and shared it with her siblings. The piece of bread was the first food she had that day. This is Edina's father. He sells broken radios and gadgets in his shack. Where did he get these things? He bought them from other shops. Of course, they won't sell well. Her mother does the same too. Her mother says they are counting upon Edina's begging and garbage money. It is a heavy burden for a 12-year-old girl to support her whole family. Edina is heading somewhere today. Where is she going? She looks happy. She is going to a neighborhood elementary school. Once a week, the school provides hot meals to poor children. Edina is smiling. She has one more thing that she was looking forward to today. The school provides a free reading and writing lesson. Edina likes to learn. She has never gone to school. But she wants to go to school. She wants to study. She doesn't want to beg for money. Edina wishes her parents had different jobs. But she can't say it to them. This is Edina's dream to study and to go to school. What can we do to help her? Do you go to school every day? Do you study every day? We are living Edina's dream life. I think we need to be thankful for what we have now. And think that what we can do for others. Knowing about the world is the first step. We'd like to study harder and we want to help other people in the future.